The following tariffs were adjusted, and you know the tariff were set in US dollar, and the exchange rate of that US dollar has remained at 170 SSP per a dollar. That is the rate we have been using so far until recently, because the rate was set in the expectation that the telecom sector will be receiving a forex exchange directly from our central bank. But since the central bank liberalized the forex to the it is auction and not directly to market, so the commercial banks and the parallel market has been competing for the forex, as you are aware, which led actually the black market is dominating, and also the commercial bank is quite high, and we prevail over the telecom sector to try to remain within the control rates, because if they were allowed to go to the commercial bank rates, it would be even far higher. So we had to find a middle way, and it was agreed actually by the last board of directors of NCA to review the tariffs rates regularly. So the rates have not been increased. So the rates are still the same the way they were set back in 2015. And right now, the local coal at the US dollar rate costs 0.040 at the rate of 170 came to 7.65. So basically, the change we made here are basically adjusting the rate from 170 to 300 to the dollar to be used. But we also reach a negotiated arrangement to ensure that this change is don't impact directly the public. We had to smooth it out. So we smooth it out that the local coal were actually, according to the current rate, local coals were currently made at 7.65. We have moved that to about 12. And this 12 SSP is spread over three different periods. One, so the first increment will take place on 15 of November, and that will be with addition of £1.75 piastre, which will make the current rate 9.40 SSP, and that will be effective 15 of November. And the second will be released on the 15 of January, which is another addition of 1.20 SSP, bringing the rate to 10.60 SSP. And the last one will be 12. That will be implemented February 2021. And this is actually to make it easier for the public. And the most important gain that we made in our negotiation with operators is actually removing the interconnect, which is called the off-net cost. Before, people used to call between MTN and Zain, were charged different rates by MTN and by Zains. So we have removed that rate and unified the rate that no matter which network you use or which SIM card you hold, you are charged the same cost when you call the other network. So there's no more different. And I think this is a great gain on our side. I appeal to the public to allow us to really improve the service of communication by making these changes so that the operators will have no excuse for not improving the quality of service and for not making the standard that we demand all this time. But also, what is important here is that these rates are not fixed, because they can also be negotiated down when the dollar rate goes down to address these ones. So really, my appeal is that this rate adjustment is not a tariff increase. Our tariffs still remain fixed at 0.040 US dollar. So we have not changed that for a long time. So what is affecting us is these changes of the rates, and also controlling the sector.